This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Dr. Elise Golan, Director for Sustainable Development at USDA. Great to see you.
It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's talk a little about you first. We're going to talk about your work at USDA in a moment, but a little background about you and your trip to get to where you are today.
Sure. So I had a straight-up economics degree, straight up from University of Washington in Seattle, but then went into the Peace Corps. And I think for a lot of my colleagues here at USDA, going to the Peace Corps is pretty pivotal. You see what's happening around the world when it comes to agriculture. You see how people are putting food on their tables, and you see what a big impact U.S. farmers can have on those decisions. So it really is a way to kind of get your feet wet in this issue and think more globally about sustainable development. So when I came back from the Peace Corps, I went straight to graduate school, got my Ph.D. in Ag Econ at the University of California at Berkeley, and worked again a little bit internationally, and eventually found my way to USDA. And I worked in the Food Economics Division at the Economic Research Service, mostly looking at food systems and how we have nutritious food in front of us every day, what kind of decisions are made along the chain to get it to us, and what kind of decisions we make as consumers to make sure that we're eating healthy diets. And so then all of that added up when this job for Director for Sustainable Development opened up. I was pretty primed for it, and I was excited to take it, and I was lucky enough to get it.
Really can see where you're connecting those dots from what became a passion early on to what you're doing today. When we talk about sustainable development, sustainability, those are some buzzwords in there. Have we been able to first get everybody on the same page with a common definition of sustainability?
So we have a common definition, but a lot of people are not satisfied with it. They think there need to be more prescriptive, here's what you have to do to become sustainable. But we do have a common definition, and I think most people are surprised that we, USDA, we've had a definition since 1977. The Farm Bill set out some definitions for us, and these definitions really align well with how the world in general thinks about sustainability and sustainable ag. So I'm just going to quickly read these to you so that I don't make any mistakes about what the Farm Bill told us sustainable ag is. And this was, as I said, in 1977 and then repeated again in 1990. So not really a hip new term. These are pretty bedrock terms that we've been using in agriculture for a while. So they say that sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices having a site-specific application that will, over the long term, satisfy human food and fiber needs, enhance environmental quality and the natural resource base, make the most efficient use of non-renewable resources and on-farm resources, sustain the economic viability of farm operations, and enhance the quality of life for farmers and society as a whole. Those elements are what really, as I said before, the world thinks about when we think about sustainable agriculture. And it really is, you'll hear other people talk about the three pillars. We want to have sustainable environmental management. We want to have an economic viability so our farmers are able to support themselves in rural communities. We also want to have food that is affordable, accessible, and nutritious for our societies. And so we want to have also sustainable social conditions. And so it really is those three pillars that we're looking to balance.
And that really almost answers the next question here, but I feel like I need to ask it anyway. The areas that you're focused on, how does all of this kind of come together?
So it is. I mean, there's a lot in there, and people laugh. You know, what isn't sustainability about? It is about the whole shebang. And so you do have to pick and choose what you're going to do, because USDA is, of course, huge. And we have the best scientists looking at the environmental side of sustainability. We have soil scientists that are digging down into what it means to have healthy soils that are resilient over the long term. We have environmental scientists of every stripe who are working on this, and that's not me. I'm an economist. But I think that being an economist helps me to put together some of the pieces in a higher level way and think also more critically about that economic sustainability part of the equation. And it is a very complicated equation to get all those pieces to fit together.
Maybe part of where some get hung up is not looking at the economic idea of it. When somebody maybe doesn't take that into consideration? What challenge do you throw back at them to help them see the importance of the economic side for a producer?
Right. I mean, it is so often I will be in a conversation with someone and they'll have such a strong focus on the environment, and I'm with them. I mean, I understand this. This is something critical we have to be addressing. But the problem is that can sometimes put blinders on them when they think about how farmers are actually paying their bills, how they are actually doing the hard work of growing crops for us to eat. So just bringing that up with people, and usually they'll very quickly see, oh yeah, without farmers we're not going to have food. We do have to keep them in business. It's not going to work otherwise. So it's usually not a huge big lift, but it is surprising to me how often I do have to kind of bring in the economics and the viability to the farm family, and make sure that is kind of top and center, front and center. Yeah.
Let's look at maybe some challenges that you see, and I'm sure there are so many we'd have to have boxes and boxes and boxes to put all of them in, but what are some of the challenges that you see moving ahead?
Well, for sure. I mean, we know that climate change is a top challenge for all of us. We can see weather variation, whether it's drought or incredible flooding. These are stressors for our farmers, for our rural communities, for all of us. It's going to become more and more stressors for our urban communities as well. So those are definitely stressors. We also have stressors as far as population growth and new demands from wealthier consumers around the world. So we're seeing these kind of stressors coming together and really challenging our farmers and farmers around the world to up their game, not just for production, but for sustainable production. And one of the things we've been focusing on in the United States is to look at what we're calling sustainable intensification of agricultural production. And this really is that trick of producing more with less. We're trying to use fewer inputs. We're trying to use fewer land resources, less water, less whatever it is, but getting equal or higher yields for the same amount of inputs, including those land inputs. So this is sustainable intensification. It really is a critical piece of providing food in a sustainable way over the long run, because that helps to preserve the natural resource base. It keeps ag's footprint fairly small or contained so that you're not spilling over into, say, you know, tropical rainforests or water systems that are vital for continued agricultural production and continued life on the planet.
Are there some other opportunities that you see just right here at hand?
I mean, it is amazing to watch what is happening on the ground. The whole precision agriculture, I think that's a term also that probably needs a little bit more definition, but this whole notion that we are getting smarter and better with the use often of high-tech machinery, satellite systems, sensors, whatever it takes, we're getting smarter and better about knowing how to and where to apply those inputs. So whether it's water, it doesn't have to be some, you know, high-tech new pesticide, or I'm not talking that. It could be even water. We are getting we are developing now amazing technologies that are going to tell us when particular parts of a field need to be watered. We could go even down to the plant level. You're going to have your eggplant out there in the field saying, water me, water me. We're going to have, you know, this technology that's going to be able to pinpoint this input use that really is going to be phenomenal for conserving inputs and also for boosting yields. And so I think that's incredibly exciting. And so then that technology also then in conjunction with smarter seeds. So you're having drought-tolerant corn making a fairly big impact now. Scientists over decades have been developing this kind of corn, both genetically engineered varieties and just conventionally varieties. And that kind of corn is now being used along with low-till systems. So you are creating just this wonderful feedback loop where your the moisture is being retained in the soil, the corn itself is more drought tolerant, and you're just creating a whole new win-win down the road. So lots of exciting things happening.
So would you say at this point the future is bright in this area?
Yeah, I think we can do it. I think it's an incredibly exciting time to be watching agriculture. I think people around the world are becoming more focused on this issue. They're understanding the critical role that agriculture plays in how we're managing our resources, and in, of course, feeding us, and how critical that is. So I think there's more and more attention put on this issue. When I got my PhD in ag econ, people were looking at me, scratching their heads, why are you doing ag econ? Why aren't you going to Wall Street? Why aren't you getting that high-powered degree and going, you know, making some money and doing something real important? Now I have graduate students coming up to me saying, how can I get a job like yours? This is really exciting. This is important work, and we want to be part of it.
Thanks for the work you do and your office does at USDA. If somebody wants to try to follow along, can they find information on the internet to follow what you're doing with sustainable development?
Yes, absolutely. So on our website, it's on the Office of the Chief Economist's website for USDA, there is a topic area called sustainable development. And there you can find all the different definitions of sustainable development. You can find out the different areas in USDA, different mission areas, what they're doing as far as sustainable development. You can find out more about the international side of this. I do a lot of international negotiations on sustainable development. Haven't talked about that at all today, but that's also up on the website. So if you want to know about the sustainable development goals and what the UN is doing around the issue of sustainable development, it's all up there as well. Another area that's fun and exciting for USDA now is looking at reducing food loss and waste. We all have the sense that you really can't have a sustainable food system if you're wasting 30% of it. So we do also have a very good amount of work and exciting work going on to reduce food loss and waste in this country and globally.
Great to see you. Wish you the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Elise Golan, Director for Sustainable Development at USDA, on today's Agribusiness Report.